This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. But then three failed pilots, two rejected movie scripts. One last-ditch effort to try and stop their career from going to shit.
Segments.
Another podcast.
Segments.
Each app different from the last.
Segments.
It's the Swiss Army Knife of shows.
Now
meet your two pathetic hosts.
This is week 4, episode 4 of Segments.
And I'm still loving the theme song.
In the first episode, we called out for video editors to create a 90s theme style, Growing Pains homage.
And have we seen that yet?
We haven't seen that yield yet, because it's only been a few days since that episode came out. But by the time this comes out,
you never know.
There's a world where people have created works of art for us.
And there's a world where Segmania has caught on to the point that the populace is demanding we change the name.
If change we change the name, we'd have to change the theme?
Yeah.
It would be a list of
Because he says segments theme. Over and over again.
Another podcast.
Yeah, segments, but he wouldn't be able to
Segmania.
Say that.
Yeah.
No, not even at all. Because the whole entire vibe would be different.
Is that
it would
good?
Be, I don't know.
But that's not your problem. It's not your cross to bear.
Segmania.
Yeah.
Da-na-da. Segmania.
Well, you know the song Listomania.
Oh, yeah. Segmania.
Yeah.
Segmania.
Yeah,
it would just be that.
Yeah.
Fine.
Who sings that song?
That would have to be...
It's called Listomania, right?
I think so.
Which almost is another good name for the podcast.
Right.
Yeah, because we'll just talk about lists and shit.
Who is? It's not like Modest Mouse, but it's something adjacent.
Yes.
It's like that.
Emma Nicole, do you know Listomania?
Phoenix.
Yes.
That makes sense, actually.
It's a great song.
Okay. So, but for right now, you're still listening to Segments.
Mm-hmm.
So appreciate that.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Thank you.
We've sort of settled on a cadence of 5 segments per show, but it could be less. It could be more.
Right. That's true.
For example, our first segment today, we don't know if it can last 2 minutes or 45.
Yeah.
Because it is actually a suggestion from one of our Instagram viewers.
Named, has to be Daniel?
No.
Or no, it was Nick Domiel.
Wow, did you remember that?
Yeah, clearly. Well, not perfectly, because I said Daniel. But I think it was because Domiel was the last name.
Domier 42. It says... you guys should invent a restaurant.
From scratch.
Yeah.
Okay. So
let's
blue sky.
New restaurants happen all the time.
Yeah.
Some of them are Thai, and some of them are not.
Yeah, some of them are American. Some of them
are Greek.
Yeah, yes. Some of them are juice bars. Some of them are cafes. Some of them are lunch spots. Some of them are taco trucks.
Yes, and they're all different themes and styles, because if you want something to eat, you'll usually go to that place.
And you'll have a craving. You'll say, I want pizza.
Exactly.
And then you find one that's nearby.
Yes. Or so, you'll have like a soup or a salad.
The restaurant game is actually more about space.
It's actually about the size / shape of the container than anything else.
It's more about the to-go. It's how you integrate with Seamless, Grubhub,
do you
Postmates,
want a paper
Uber
bowl,
Eats.
Or
I'm
do
not
you want
close
a plastic?
To done. I am not close to done. Postmates, Uber Eats,
like
Grubhub, Seamless. I'm struggling to think of other ones.
So you're close
but
to
I think
done.
There were other, you. Well, you interrupted my train of thought. And there's Getter, I
Can
think.
Can we start at least from the top?
Yeah.
First thing you have to answer.
Right. Is
do you want sauce it mixed in or on the side?
Right. Well, that's are we talking salads? Because I'm also down to do a sushi.
Interesting.
Because that's easy. You don't have to cook anything. We wouldn't need to. Because as I said, it is about space.
Yeah.
And how would we like to not even have a kitchen?
That's
it's
cool.
More about cold storage.
What are your thoughts on hole in the walls versus expansive open concept warehouse style seating with plenty of space?
I don't
indoor,
want a lot of
outdoor.
Overhead. I don't want a lot of overhead. I don't want a lot of overhead at all.
Do you like reservations or do you like showing up, put your naming down, and then put your little drink at the bar?
Reservations, you can sit at the bar. First bar come is first come, first serve.
Full menu at the bar or do we have tapas / appetizers at the bar?
And how about the liquor license of it all? How about the
we
liquor
don't have
license?
That yet, but
so we'll have wine and beer.
You can have that at the bar.
Is there a corkage fee? Is there a corkage fee?
You can sit at a two-top.
Emma, where are you going?
See those table? What are the two tops, three tops? You can sit there and have a full. Sometimes there's like weird rules, like you can sit at the two tops and order from the full menu. But if you're at the bar, you ask that you're not.
I think there just
the
have
bar.
To be. Yeah, there has to be rules. We have to be a restaurant of law
and order.
Yes, we are the law and order restaurant.
That's exactly right.
I'm down to call it something. Like,
well, let's choose the cuisine. Obviously, that's the first. That's the biggest one.
Yeah.
And are you looking to fill a hole in your neighborhood? Like
fig and ladle. What do you think about that?
We have fruit soup.
Okay.
And acai.
Hold on. Charcoal,
knuckle, and core.
Charcoal and spleen.
Well, we have to think of the cuisine and then back into the nouns.
Okay, fine.
What's something that's missing? Like
a mouche bouche. It could just be a mouche bouche.
I'm saying, is there something you like having near you that's not near you? Williamsburg is sort of flush with every kind of restaurant. Is there like something that's missing?
Something that's missing. I will say.
It also doesn't have to be New York.
Yeah. The acai. We had an acai lunch and it was subpar.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes like the fresh stuff.
Yeah,
that I got used to really liking in LA doesn't translate over here, not as much.
I wonder what the reasoning there is.
We're far away from all the produce that's all grown in California.
That's the difference.
I think
you're saying backyard bowls can't exist in New York because of the produce.
I don't know.
It seems like the way they make it is the big deal, but I don't understand.
Maybe it's the volume. Maybe like the juice press or whatever, juice kitchen or whatever we went to on like Broadway is trying. They're doing so much more volume. It's the Uber Eatsification of restaurant of
There's
the industry.
Too many people to serve. So we don't even have to open our restaurant in L.A. or New York. We could
it would
choose
be
a sort of medium city in between.
Cleveland or Ann Arbor.
Atlanta, Denver.
Yeah, I don't hate Denver, Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
Dallas would be interesting. Sacramento, actually. I was just in Sacramento. It's a great city.
So you got like a nice downtown, a walkable downtown.
Oh, yeah. Historic downtown.
Pass by a restaurant that we opened up.
And what is it? Is it a burger?
I like burgers.
What's something that both of us like? We both like grilled stuff. We like stuff on a grill.
Yeah.
So we could do like...
Well, we like fancy versions of fast food.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like, oh, wow, this is a burger, but it's $23, but it's really nice.
Yeah. Okay, what if it's a huge grill?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's kind of like it's hibachi, except instead of hibachi, it's barbecue. Barbacabachi.
Barbacabachi. Yeah. We have barbacoa or hibachi.
So it is like, it's a hibachi chef, but instead of grilling.
It's a Benihana style restaurant.
Yes, exactly.
Instead of onions,
but it's
American, he's throwing it's, chicken at you.
Exactly right. Right. Exactly
right. So it's
right.
like Benihana meats.
Yeah.
Cuckoo.
And you're allowed to choose two meats and two sides. So you can have sausage and beef. You yeah. can have a chicken kebab yeah. and a grilled salmon.
Yeah.
And then the sides, you can get mashed potatoes and french fries.
That's
double
cool.
the starch, yeah. double the fun.
Yeah. Mac and cheese
yeah.
in a trough, in a bowl.
And it's reservation only?
No,
and
it's,
a moosh
sort of,
boosh.
It's sort of, you don't know what a moosh boosh means, but you sort of walk in and you don't have to make a res. You can just say, oh, do you have a table for whatever?
It's is like, it yeah, open for breakfast? Do they have coffee?
I wouldn't think so, yeah. This is more of a 5 p.m. to 11 p.m.
I think mostly being a brewery is where we are going to get
it. I don't
it.
Care or know yeah. anything about beer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't want to have to handle
pizza?
That. Pizza's fun, but
it doesn't
really
grill that on
hibachi.
The grill.
You could do like a pizza. It's called pizza mac and cheese, which is a cool side. It's
yeah.
like, oh, what's that? Oh, it's tomato sauce, cheese, and pepperoni on macaroni.
Okay, so it's flint and poultry.
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 What's the flint?
That's how you light the grill.
What about if it's gas and
cock.
Swine? Cock.
Yeah.
Cock and swine.
Cock
actually
and swine.
Pretty cool.
It's actually...
So that's chicken or pig.
Yeah.
Cock and swine.
Cock and swine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you go there, you can sit down at a grill.
Right.
It's a big grill for the entire restaurant, a giant rectangle.
Right.
And you order your meats, and he's sort of, there's a grill master
yeah.
or a cock and swinologist or
right,
whatever.
Exactly, exactly.
And you sit down and you say, I'll have water and cock and swine at the side of mash and hash and
yeah.
sweet potato flasks.
That's, honestly, it's not bad.
Yes. And it's in Denver or Dallas or something like that.
Should we have a cocktail menu?
I'm wondering because I really don't really, really like beer at all.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering
so
if
we cocktail,
could do like...
cocktail menu... midnight in Marrakesh.
what's that?
That's the name of my fucking cocktail.
Midnight in Marrakesh.
Yes. And it's gin, bitters, a huge cube,
a
lemon peel.
A raisin.
And did I say
the
bitters are from Angostura?
Where is that?
Near Morocco, maybe.
Maybe. You don't know.
It's midnight in Marrakesh.
Yes, as a cocktail.
As a cocktail.
They should be on tap/draft. So you can just, you know, that's like, oh, can I get an old fashioned and it comes out of a fucking.
No. It has to be,
machine.
It's all mixologists, because that's what it's going to take to make Midnight in Marrakesh. It's
I already
forget easy...
the title of the restaurant.
Midnight in Marrakesh?
No, that's the title of the drink.
I'm cock talking... and swine.
So cock and swine, cock yeah. because it's chicken, but there's also cocktails.
Grandfather's Watch?
Yeah. That's the name of the what?
That's the name of the whiskey drink.
Okay, what is that?
It is gin.
You... only have gin on the brain and in the restaurant.
And it's whiskey gin.
Yes.
Whiskey ginger whiskey.
And they smoke it. It's a smoked sort of whiskey ginger ale.
Yeah.
Smoked whiskey
and
ginger.
And it pairs well with the cock.
Yeah. Can I get a cock and a cock? That's a cocktail and a chicken burrito. How about glory holes in the bathroom? Losers. Okay, segment two is a quiz of sorts.
Yes.
A parent quiz, actually.
That's correct.
You've been a father for how many months now?
Almost six.
Okay, almost six.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, you were new at this. You didn't really know. Did you feel overwhelmed, out of your depth a little bit?
I felt like we had a lot of help, and I had read one book, and Jill had read 30 or 40.
So between the two of you, you're 31 books deep and you had
yeah.
some help.
I felt like I had some good instincts and then Jill knew everything. So
okay.
So yeah, it all worked out.
In the end.
Yeah. So far so good.
Now you're 6 months deep. Do you know infinitely more, or are you say like you're mostly at the same, but
the thing is
more
it all changes so fast. So I know everything I could have about having an infant.
Yeah.
Or a newborn, but I have an infant now. So like now I don't really understand what I'm doing. You're okay. Basically 2 weeks behind.
You're constantly
and then as soon as you
up.
Learn everything, 2 weeks of a more advanced baby is like a whole new ball game.
Changes
Jesus.
Everything.
Yeah.
And here's a question just in general for you. Not
okay.
Not necessarily your new father IQ, but let's say day one through three, the baby was 100% of your brain, always thinking about baby, 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 baby.
Uh-huh.
What percent do you think you're at now, 6 months in?
Interesting. I guess I have compartmentalized the two different parts of my day.
Yeah.
If I'm in my house, it's still kind of 100% baby.
Always baby. You're never just like eating salmon at home with your dog. Like, oh, I forgot about baby.
No, don't forget. If she's nearby, I don't forget about the baby.
Thinking baby.
But like, you know, I got to work today and I probably have thought of the baby, you know, maybe a handful of times.
So mostly like 0% at the office, but not zero, but like 10%.
Yeah.
But then at home,
10 to 15%, 100% at home, I think.
Okay. That seems healthy.
Maybe.
But as for your new father IQ, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
This is from babycenter.com.
Okay. So these are all things that I should know the answer to.
Correct. How long should you let your newborn cry before responding?
Okay.
This seems subjective, but maybe there is a industry standard.
Yeah.
Pick them up right away instead of letting them cry.
Okay.
5 to 10 minutes.
Oh.
10 to 15.
Mm.
Or until they stop.
This is interesting because I feel like as they get older, it's the five minute. I think when she was a newborn, it was pretty much right away, but it wasn't like, I didn't treat crying like it was an emergency, but it was like something.
They want something.
Yeah, something had to be addressed.
So you didn't ignore the baby.
Yeah, but now I think, now she's at the stage where she cries just because she's bored and she wants our attention. So, you know, you don't necessarily, nothing is an emergency. And there are different sounds to the cries too.
So depending on the cry.
Yeah, I know what her bored cry sounds like, and I'll attend to it. But
this does say newborn.
Okay, so I'll say right away.
Pick them up right away.
Because that is definitely what I did.
Okay, should we do answers by answers, or should we?
Yeah, let's go answer by answer.
When a newborn cries, the best thing to do is tune in and respond immediately.
Great.
Nailed it.
Love it.
How many times does the average newborn eat? 3 meals a day. Every 4 hours? 8 to 10 times, or every hour on the hour?
I think it's 8 to 10 times. I believe she was eating every 2 hours, which is
why people say like the newborn is the most sleep deprivation, because every 2 hours you have to be awake and feeding and then cleaning that up on a 2-hour cycle.
Right, because it's not like every 2 hours the baby needs to eat and then it's over.
Yeah.
The baby eats and then the baby needs to be changed, put back down, wrapped up.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, 20 minutes associated with the eating. Yeah. And then like you put them down, it's like, all right, well, she's going to be up in an hour.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll say 8 to 10 times.
The average newborn eats 8 to 10 times, or every 2 to 3 hours.
Yes.
Some babies will eat more and others less. Whether your baby is breastfed or formula fed, be ready to serve around the clock.
That's true.
And that's one of the great luxuries of, being able to afford somebody else to do that, so you're not waking up every 2 hours.
That's right.
Not everybody can afford to do that, because it's expensive to pay someone to feed your baby every 2 hours.
My baby did me a real solid by never taking to the bottle.
Oh.
Because like, if she liked the bottle, Jill could have pumped and we could have split the nighttime duty.
I see.
But she wouldn't drink from the bottle. She only wanted Jill.
And there's no rhyme or reason. You flip a coin. And
yeah.
The baby's like, no bottle. And still, is that the case?
Still the case.
She 6 months in, is not being fed every 2 hours, though, anymore.
No, now she eats much more, you know, regular, maybe like 4 or 5 times a day.
Okay. But still in the middle of the night
feeding?
Every
4 or 5 hours. No. No more night
feeding. You can go through the night without any food.
Yeah. She sleeps from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. On a good one.
And then when do they no longer need the milk at all? They go straight to food all the time.
I think around 5 to 6 months, they can start eating solids. Some people do that earlier, but right. And Gemma eats solids sometimes, but still primarily breast milk.
So she can do Jill a solid by eating solids.
Yeah. Yeah, she could.
But Jill she won't. It. Yeah.
They both love it.
What's the standard advice on how long after childbirth you should wait until you and your partner can have sex again?
That one's easy. Never. Jill said we're never allowed to.
That's not one of the options, unfortunately. We got 1 week, 6 weeks, 3 months, or 6 months.
I believe it is 6 weeks.
That's correct. Some women will be ready before others, but generally speaking, after a vaginal delivery, your partner's doctor or midwife will advise that they wait 6 weeks before having sex again to give her body enough time to rest and heal.
Yeah.
Don't really think about that because you're so consumed with the baby, but I guess there is an industry standard, 6 weeks.
Yeah. And when you go through the whole process, it is not the sex, but the toll that it takes on someone's body is very front and center.
It's a big surgery.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a massive undertaking.
Yeah. Even at like a C-section is like basically slicing open. It's like this very
C-section is like
surgery.
It's crazier than childbirth. I think the recovery time is longer.
Yeah. You're dealing with scars and stitches.
Insane.
What's the number one never leave at home without it item you should bring for an afternoon at the park with your 6-month-old?
Frisbee. Huh? Oh, with who?
That's the baby.
I thought it was Dingo.
No.
my dog.
Out of sight, out of mind, I guess. Your cell phone, a burp cloth, a video camera, a diaper, or sand toys?
Sand toys. Let's say diaper.
Though you may very well want the other items, you can't go far without a fresh diaper.
That's true.
And wipes.
That is true.
Where's the weirdest, most public place you've had to change Gemma's diaper?
Weirdest? I mean, we've done plenty of like in the trunk of the car, just like open
side
the
of
parking
the road.
Lot. I think the hardest one was on the flight to LA.
You got to do it in that bathroom.
She shit twice. And the issue is not the changing, like that bathroom, so small, they put down the thing, you know, the changing table goes over the toilet. You can't really bend over because the ceiling is so low.
Right.
So I had to just kneel down on the floor.
Yeah, like you're puking in the airplane toilet.
Yeah, and she pooped. Sometimes you have the poop, like because it's wet, it kind of sprays out the back of the diaper.
Up and out.
And it goes, yeah.
Up the spine.
Right, and it goes all over the onesie.
Yeah.
So then I'm in the airport bathroom. Yeah, the airplane bathroom.
The lavatory.
The lavatory. Yeah.
Turbulence a little bit.
Yeah, she's like kind of screaming. There's shit all over her onesie, all over the diaper. I don't have a change of clothes in there. And then I open the door after dealing with everything. And Jill is just standing there like with all of the flight attendants. And Gemma's wearing no clothes and just a diaper.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, is everything okay?
Jill's standing there with the flight attendants because she's waiting to see how it went. Or she's like, hey, all the flight attendants, I might need to break this door down and help.
Yeah. She had come over with another onesie.
Yeah.
And I guess they were all laughing at me.
So you did forget to say that part.
Yeah.
Okay. You did nail that one so far, though, a diaper.
Great.
And when you're doing that in the lavatory, you're like, Jesus Christ, this is intense. Or you're just like, no, this is fine. Like, this is what
I diapers are nothing.
You're used to it at this point.
Yeah, I can be covered in shit and everything is fine. Completely desensitized to it.
When can you start reading to your baby? Right away?
Uh-huh.
4 to 6 months?
Uh-huh.
When they can sit up on their own?
Uh-huh.
Or at least 1 year old?
Right away.
Yeah, start now. It's never too early to read to your child.
That's what they say. Yeah. And Gemma now at five months, she can read Goodnight Moon.
It's incredible.
Cover to cover. No issue.
Just cover to cover and shit too, right?
Papa, read me Goodnight Moon again.
She's fully literate.
You can't walk yet.
She's a genius. I'm trying to find one that's
hard.
Yeah, all these ones are seemingly...
Do you think you knew the answer to any of these? I guess you should be answering too.
Yeah, I mean, I have the answers in front.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I knew the feeding time was like every 2 hours. I assume diapers are important. Reading soon. Yeah, usual.
Yeah.
What do Graco, Peg Perego, and McLaren have in common? Let's go not even multiple choice here.
I mean, I have no idea.
They build sturdy strollers.
No.
Never heard of them?
No. There's not that. And I did a lot of stroller research.
That seems to be an
ad. We can talk Nuna, Up a Baby,
yeah.
The Duna.
Yeah. But never heard of Graco, Peg Perego, or McLaren.
No. I guess McLaren, I have seen a McLaren stroller.
Okay. Here's one that's interesting.
Yeah.
Which one of these should you use to clean your baby's umbilical cord?
Okay.
Do you ever do that? Do they have like a little excess cord early on?
Yeah, but we didn't clean it. We didn't touch it.
You didn't touch it. That's the thing that like turns black and falls off?
Yeah.
Okay. Rubbing alcohol, nothing. Soap and water, or baby shampoo.
Sounds like nothing.
Yeah, doctors used to recommend cleaning with alcohol, but now they just say leave the stump alone.
Yeah, I think that was the hardest, for me, that was the hardest part of having a baby.
Seeing the black nub?
Just being afraid of it constantly. Cause
does
like,
it hurt?
Now I can change her diaper and she's so robust and she's kicking and I'm like putting, I'm pulling the diaper on and
she's
all
not
that.
Fragile.
But before she was so tiny and the diapers were so much bigger than her. Like you're folding them over. You could basically fold a diaper over and cover more than half of her body.
Yeah.
And everything, you needed to fold the top over so it didn't irritate the little cord. Just everything felt so fragile and scary. Yeah.
And now she's a little more sturdy.
Yeah. Now I know that I couldn't break her by accident.
Were you there when the stump fell off? What is that?
Yeah, I actually might not have been there. I think Jill texted me. I think it was like walking the dog or something.
It fell off.
Yeah. It falls off.
Like a loose tooth.
Yeah, they clamp it so it like scabs over and then the scab part falls off and then the other part forms your belly button.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the safest position for a baby to sleep in?
Okay.
Not going to give you options this time.
On its back.
That's correct. Research has found that putting babies who sleep on their back significantly reduces the risk of sudden infant death syndrome.
Yes.
Is that a big one for you guys, or is that something you don't even talk or address?
You definitely are petrified of it because it's just this random thing that happens.
Yeah.
You can do everything right. It happens.
So you're just like constantly 10% thinking about, are they breathing still?
Yeah, like all the time. The first time I put her in a baby carrier, I was like, oh, this is so cute. This is so cute. Walking down the street, then I had to stop, feel her.
She's breathing.
Like,
she's
great,
breathing.
Great. Yeah, okay, yeah. This is so cute. Every time she was asleep,
yeah,
just be like, this is really cute.
She's breathing, right? She's breathing.
Right. And it's... I think like one of the things that like they say contributes a little bit more like that kids that died of SIDS had some like soft stuff in the crib. They flip over onto their stomach and basically like don't breathe because it's harder for them.
Right.
So we're constantly aware of like, I remember when we were decorating the baby's room, I was like trying to find like bumpers for the crib because I thought that you're supposed to have them. But apparently like that was a big thing when we were kids and now no cribs have, like I couldn't find them anywhere. I was like, so why doesn't Pottery Barn sell any bumpers?
So they want like an empty, barren, flat crib.
It looks like a prison cell, yeah. Her crib. It's a flat sheet, nothing else, nothing in there. But she just learned how to flip over onto her stomach.
While she's sleeping.
Yeah, which is horrifying because I'll look at the baby monitor and she's just like planking on her. Like,
no! Gemma, no!
What are you doing? Because she can flip over and she can't flip back.
So she like, you just watch it and go boink and then she's stuck in that position?
Yeah, like a fucking beetle.
And then you got to go in there and flip her back?
Sometimes.
Or sometimes you just let her sleep.
And this is the thing that we're dealing with now. We're like, she will be sleeping and then kind of toss and turn, then roll onto her stomach. She can't flip back. And then she starts crying. So we're like, should we go in and flip her back? And there's like two schools of thought. And it's like, don't go flip her back because she needs to learn how to sleep on her stomach. And then also now we're at the point where like, she can flip on her stomach so easily and we've been going in every time that the doctor is saying she knows what she's doing. She's like doing that to get you to come in. Like,
you think they're that smart at that age?
Well, they just are doing anything to get you to come in and pick them up, which is what they want. That's what the doctor is saying.
Interesting.
Like, so she's shrieking like there's a wasp in her diaper or something because she just wants us to come in. Like, she knows that if she reaches a certain octave, we freak out.
Sleep training.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now.
When does the teething thing happen where it's like, oh, she's crying because it hurts because her teeth are coming?
I think around now, like 6 months.
Yeah.
But every kid is different too.
Somebody once told me that babies were born with all their teeth. Their kid teeth and their adult teeth are in their skull.
That's crazy. But I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, they don't grow them. They just like have them and then they grow in.
They grow up.
Yeah.
Weird.
The rest of the stuff seems pretty subjective/kind of offensive. Like, what should you bring your wife when she breastfeeds?
Water.
And what does baby blues refer to?
Postpartum depression.
Yeah, stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, great. I fucking kicked ass.
Yeah. You're sort of a 100 out of 100.
That's awesome.
Dad.
Wow.
Should you tell Jill or does she sort of know already?
If you can get in touch with her, I would love for her to
know. You haven't seen her in a bit?
She hasn't. Yeah. She moved.
With the baby.
With the baby.
With the baby, yeah.
But I have the dog.
And the
That's
restaurant.
Why I knew the Frisbee
thing. I do have the restaurant and the dog. As soon as we
launch... Cock and Swine, I think, is actually going to win her back.
Because we'll... ladies drink free before four. Yeah.
We'll make amends over a midnight in Marrakesh.
And can I get a sausage with pizza, mac and cheese? I own this place.
After
a
all.
A shrimp hits your eye. Ah!
Burning hot.
All right. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content. You download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay. Quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me. Found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. All right, we're back. Jake, what's segment three?
This is the Newly Friends game.
Interesting.
So it's kind of like Newlyweds. I found these questions for friends.
Yeah.
I answered five for you. You answered five for me.
Okay.
And then we're going to try to guess what each other said.
All right, you start so I can sort of follow your lead.
Okay. What fictional character best represents me? Now remember, I answered what I think about you.
So I would say what fictional character best represents me, and then we're going to see if you guessed my answer correctly.
Right.
So I would say the fictional character that best represents me is probably a cartoon rather than like the guy from Catcher in the Rye or some shit.
Holden Caulfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who I put. So.
Shit. A fictional character. Who's sort of a dickling weasel troll man with a heart of coal / gold? Bart Simpson?
Very close. Milhouse.
Oh, I do like Milhouse a lot. Yeah. I used to have glasses. Milhouse. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
That's close.
Yeah.
Bart's best friend, Milhouse.
Right. Do you want to go with one of your questions or do you want me to go with all five of mine?
Yeah, let's do all five of yours.
Okay.
Because it's hard for me to wrap my head around who's answering what.
What is your favorite thing about my personality? So I answer my favorite thing about your personality.
You like that I don't get overwhelmed or stressed or angry or anxious at people.
I do like that you're level-headed, but actually my favorite thing about your personality You are sensitive deep down.
That's not true, but thank you.
I know you are.
But what am I? Not only do you know that I am,
you don't
even
know.
Your favorite thing about me. Your favorite thing is that I'm sensitive so deep down that it's never even accessed.
Yeah, that's
which
true,
means though. I don't get flustered or stressed out very easily. Exactly. So we sort of have the same answer.
That's right. So you're right on one. If we swapped lives for a day, what would you look forward to the most and the least?
You thought I would say I would.
Oh, wait, I think I answered this one as if I. What would I look forward to?
What would Jake look forward to? If you swapped lives.
If we swapped lives, what do you think I would look forward to?
I guess surfing in LA.
Close. I wrote hooking up with Avital.
How is that close to surfing?
I just didn't want to make a big deal of it.
Slash meal of it.
What would I not look forward to?
I guess her finding out that it was actually you all along and that some sort of fucked up cheating went down.
Close. I wrote your tiny dick. What is the best meal I've ever made for you?
Ooh, probably a grilled cheese.
I answered the best meal that you ever made for me. What do you think I said?
That the best meal I ever made for you?
Yeah.
Have I ever cooked for you? Maybe my mom has. Is it my mom's cooking? Leftovers that my mom made us, and then I heated it for you at night.
Actually, you made me steak.
Hmm.
Do you remember your old apartment? I believe there's a video of it on your Instagram, or maybe my Instagram.
My old apartment? I made you steak?
Yeah.
Which apartment?
34 Barry.
Wow, I had no idea.
You don't remember? It's one of my fondest memories.
Well, I'm so fucking sensitive deep down, I think I repressed the whole thing.
When can I tell that you're stressed? When do you think I can tell that you're stressed?
When can Jake tell that Amir is stressed?
Yeah.
When he doesn't make jokes.
Interesting. I said I basically can't.
Oh. Yeah. I don't really get stressed that often. At the wedding, I was very overwhelmed, and I just went like this a lot.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So like a deep guttural groan.
You'll make a noise.
Yes, I will make a noise.
Okay.
And I actually don't have a small penis. That was obviously in jest.
Yeah, just kidding.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
My question's for you. Out of the words clean, cluttered, and hoarder status, which I think best describes my house, Jake would say clean.
My house?
Yes.
I guess that's true. Clean. Yes.
You guess that's true?
I think that right
now you're militant about it being spotless all the time.
Which is why I think my house is cluttered.
Because
right
a single blender was left out hours ago.
Right. I'm aware that if anybody else came into my house,
yeah,
they would be like, wow, this is so clean.
Yes.
Actually before Gemma was born, I was obsessed with finding like an organizer. I literally wanted to pay someone to come and like organize
Mary
our closets.
Yeah.
And we had like a consultant come over and she was like, your house is really clean.
No, it's not. I have six shirts. I should really have five, right?
Okay. Yeah. If you opened my closet, I would be like, oh, I have to bring this to the basement. This we have like a spring jacket in here, but that's going to go down into a bin.
Yeah. It's very clean.
Yeah,
for those
clean.
Of you watching at home. Although has the baby changed things? Because that's one of the things people say about babies. Like you have kids and your living room is just like, there's toys and blocks and blankets and shit everywhere. Which
yeah.
Like.
I really do not. Right now, there is a lot of baby stuff, but it's all, we keep it pretty contained. I think when Gemma starts wanting toys, it'll be really hard.
Or like walking around.
Right now, she's indifferent to everything that we have.
Yeah.
So it's kind of easy for me to be like, oh, we don't need this. We can keep this put away. It's not like she wants it. Right. She like just wants to hold a bag that I'm holding.
All right. But soon she'll have like mobiles and blocks and puzzles and all this stuff.
When she like starts wanting, when she starts pointing at things and like asks for them, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Then I'll have a lot of stuff, I bet.
What does Jake think Amir's worst quality is? So what do I think you think my worst quality is?
You're detached.
Mm-hmm.
Hard. You won't get, I guess it's like the same thing as your best quality. You're so rational to the point where I sometimes feel like I'm being gaslit.
I see. I wrote cannot be vulnerable or serious.
That's true. That's true too.
Sort of wrapped up in the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're emotionally distant.
What am I most terrified of, Jake? What would you say you're the most terrified of? I think I know the answer.
Okay.
what would you say?
Bugs, water bugs, cockroaches.
Oh yeah, I went with a much more serious. My parents getting older.
Yeah, losing. Yeah, for sure, that's the real answer.
But bugs is for sure number two.
Right. Definitely afraid of anything happening to my parents, but also if I saw a beetle
roach on my mom,
forget it.
If it took me days to respond to a text, what would most likely be the reason? You're answering yourself, and I'm trying to guess what you said.
It would either be, I guess there's a couple answer. Busy with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling in Australia for no reason.
Or traveler's diarrhea.
Traveler's diarrhea.
Or if you have traveler's constipation.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll travel somewhere and you just haven't taken a shit in days.
No.
There's no way you're looking at your phone.
I would look at my phone. If I wasn't shitting, what am I doing?
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. So let's go ahead and say, what would you think that I would say? Recording a lot of NADPOD.
That's pretty good. I said you're trying to look at your phone less.
That's true. I feel like the other day I was like, I think I'm addicted to my phone right now.
Again.
So maybe I do need to look at it less.
What is your favorite memory that we share? What would I say that you think is your favorite memory we share?
Well, it's definitely
not the steak thing, because as we said, I have no recollection.
Favorite memory that we share. Maybe the road trip?
Oh, that's good. I did something similar. Australia tour with Streeter.
Yeah, that was good.
Anytime we go somewhere together,
yeah,
that's more memorable.
Yeah. Our first time in London, do you remember that? We, rather than do like one show for 1,000 people, we did 10 shows for 100 people back to back.
Poorly conceived.
That was a bad idea.
But you had a scooter. That wasn't really a highlight of your life.
Right. Yeah, that was actually a low light.
You had to like walk it up a hostel.
Yeah,
like to the sixth floor or something.
I was broken. I had broke my heel. Yeah,
your heel.
Yep, the heel was broken,
and your spirit too.
Yeah,
I don't know if we got any of those correctly. Also, although I did say your house was clean, but you said it was cluttered.
Yeah, I think it's. I admit that it's clean. I think you're right about that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we don't know each other at all. The thing is, we know each other too well.
More than I know myself.
Yeah, I think
so. Like the fact that I'm sensitive deep down is something that I don't even, I'm not even willing to
admit. You don't even believe it.
No.
Yeah.
And again, the tiny dick thing was a joke.
I mean, pull it out. Let's see it.
Star Wars. Assholes. All right, we're back. I pulled out my dick. It was average to slightly above average.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's cold in here, so slightly above is huge.
Thanks, man. Segment four. Let's play Jake and Amir trivia.
That's right. Okay. So I collected a bunch of Jake and Amir quotes.
Okay.
Basically all from a Jake and Amir quotes Twitter. And these are, I believe, all lines that you say, and you're going to fill in the blank.
Okay. These are fill in the blank Jake and Amir quote trivia.
A perfect score on this is 11 because there are 10 with a bonus.
Ooh.
Okay.
I think I'm gunning for six.
Okay. Speaking of six, when I was six, I had a wish too. Blank.
When I was six, I had a wish too.
I had a wish that blank.
I have no idea. I don't even know what episode this is from.
Really?
Yeah.
The line is, when I was six, I had a wish too. I had a wish that everybody I knew would be dead. How's that for a wish?
Really bad, I guess.
I believe that's from your 30th birthday episode.
Yes, that sounds more familiar to me now. Okay, that was a good warm-up, but I'm ready. I'm ready to dominate now.
Yeah, well, this one's actually kind of hard,
too. And should I say feel free to play at home?
Yeah, play at home. Play at home, let us know your score.
Yeah.
Math, ha! Math was crap. If you want to know why, then steal a hen.
I was going to say that line, but you said it all.
Yeah, there's two more lines.
Math, ha! Math was crap. And Emma, if you know the answer, please just chime in as well.
Yeah.
You got it.
As a Jake and Amir historian, I'm sure.
If you want to know why, then steal a hen.
If you want to know why, then steal. Learning shit is for nerds and jocks. Don't believe me, ask my uncle.
That is correct.
Yes.
Really hard to remember.
Because it makes no sense, nor does it rhyme.
On purpose.
Yeah.
All right, it's a poster of a clock, right? But instead of the hour marks, it's little beers. Except it's six.
Except at six that it's beer 30 or something.
It's close.
30 past beer.
It's very close. Except at 6 o'clock, it's little ears. Because listen up, it's beer 30 and I'm thirsty.
Nonsense. Yeah, I wouldn't have remembered that. One out of three so far.
I've never had a normal conversation with a normal person in my entire life.
I know that it's written on a shirt.
Yeah.
How's that for a shirt?
I'm a loser.
That's it.
That's it.
Nothing about the shirt.
Right.
Okay. One for four.
I'm a modern day Robin Hood.
I steal from the bitch and give to the whore.
That's correct.
Yes. Two out of five.
This one's really hard. Anybody want a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich? I tried to finish it, but could nay get her done.
I tried, but failed or something like that.
I'm full as a kite, and I just might stop to eat you out.
Yeah,
that's good.
I needed a little help.
Gangnam style, yeah. You then say. No arm warmer, no tank.
A lack of zero compression pants.
That is correct.
Yeah, some of these stuck with me, and some of them don't sound familiar at all.
Dear Mrs. Bynes, oh, I believe this is actually my line. Dear Mrs. Bynes, today is the first day of the rest of your wife. I have admired you from afar.
Scratch that. I have Aladdin'd you from Jafar.
That's correct. And then this is your bonus. There's another one.
A line after that?
Yeah.
I have Aladdin'd you from Jafar.
I'll give you the first part of it. I would love to take you out to a meal of sushi.
My treat. If I can have a seat on your face or something like that.
My treat, if you will treat meat to a seat on your face. Love, Jake.
The worst email you could ever send.
And it bounced back.
It's from Mailer Damon, which means she's with Matt Damon.
Yeah, that's a quotable episode. Why don't you dump your iPhone boyfriend
and get with this mandroid?
That's correct. Which
is you at a bar.
Yeah, me and flirting. In line to get in the club.
Yes. Dump your iPhone boyfriend and get with this mandroid.
I believe I end up dumping my phone in a jar of pickles. Oh, no, that's inside. That's a different episode. Inside a jar of bar. I dump my iPhone in a jar of pickles to get a kiss on the cheek. Create your own reality and don't wait for happiness.
It is only once you live in that zone that you can be joy or something like that.
It is only by creating that joy that you can be in the zone.
Oh, pretty good.
Pretty good.
How many are left?
That was it.
Oh, I did pretty good.
You didn't do bad. I think it was about half.
Yeah, five or six for sure.
For sure.
Do you think you have a better memory about this kind of stuff than I do?
I don't, but we should try.
Yeah.
We can, we'll get some more quotes for another segment.
I do better with the quotes that you say than ones that I do.
Interesting.
Maybe because when I'm saying it, I sort of black out.
Yeah. And when I'm saying it, you listen so you can react.
Yeah. So I can treat meat to a seat on your face.
Yeah.
That was really good, actually, for the poetry section that we want to do.
You think so?
Yeah, I think there's something there.
Yeah. We've been writing prose for a long time.
We've
been doing slam poetry our entire career.
It's time to switch it up to slant rhymes and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Tacky. All right, last segment.
Yep.
Also one that we've done before, but with a twist.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is based on the game where we said the word trashy over and over until one of us laughed.
Yeah.
You laughed three times and you lost $80.
That's correct.
Now we're going to be doing a variation on that in which we say the same word over and over, but with new pronunciations.
Okay. The word, I'm just looking at a sign behind you, signal awards.
Signal awards.
Signal awards.
Okay. So we'll go back and forth saying it. Are we doing a bet or are we just doing it off?
Let's do $20.
$20. Yeah. This always starts with you being very confident. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, let's do $20. That's true. You're not down several hundred.
Signal awards.
Signal awards.
Signal awards.
Signal award.
Sag. No. Awards.
Signal.
Double or nothing.
Okay. So that was that's on you. You lost one.
Yeah, I lost one.
Okay.
All right. Another 20. Another 20. Why not? Why not? Emma, give us two words
that we can say together.
Bathroom Carlson.
Bathroom Carlson?
Yeah.
What word is Carlson?
I would say that's Carlson. One word.
It's Tucker Carlson.
It's Tucker's Carlson. Middle name. Tucker Bathroom Carlson.
All right.
He's going to laugh already at the idea of Bathroom Carlson.
You're laughing.
Oh, it's funny so far.
You already laughed.
You haven't said it yet. $20.
Bathroom Carlson.
Bathroom Carlson.
Bathroom Carlson.
Bathroom Carlson.
Nicole, let's hear a word. $20 on the line.
Wait, so we're at 40 right
40,
now.
40, I owe you $40.
Yeah. In addition to the 20 from the last episode.
Yeah, so we're 60, 60 yeah.
Maybe a little nod to cock and swine.
Oh.
Cock swine.
Cock swine.
Cook swoon.
Cake swain.
Coxon.
Cake swained.
Cook swin.
Cooch swain.
It's not the spirit of the game. You're changing the words. You're changing the word. Cooch?
Cook swain.
Clock slain.
Conch?
Yes!
Conch got me.
Pass me the conch.
I have 2 tons of wet elephant meat.
Oh, man. That's good stuff.
That's
so I'm...
That's adult humor.
Yeah.
So you're back to nothing for that. It was double or nothing.
Was it double or nothing?
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
I'm giving you that. So you're down to just owing me 180 total.
Yeah. I paid you that 180.
You paid me 160.
Oh, right. So I owe you another 20. I owe you another 20.
Yes.
I think on balance, I'm actually trending in a good direction. Because the first two episodes, I lost almost $200 to you.
80 and
then
each,
yeah. Yeah, then the next two, I have only lost $20.
That's great, yeah. Pretty soon, you'll just break even.
Yeah.
Which is really what most podcasts are.
Right.
You rarely lose money there on the podcast.
Exactly.
All right, sweet. Another ep of Segs in the book. Oh, we wanted to shout out Oops All Segments podcast.
Oh, that's true.
They DM'd or left a comment saying, you guys talked about our show on your show.
Yeah.
Jake even went so far as saying,
to say I was going to steal the show.
They prefer, it was in February of last year, one of our last episodes, they made a theme song for us.
Right.
And we gave them a shout out to Oops All Segments. You're like, I love that title. Actually, cut this out. Let's steal their
show.
Let's
steal it, yeah.
And then in 9 months, we actually did kind of steal their show.
Yeah, exactly.
Completely forgot that we said that.
Uh-huh.
And then what makes it even more caught red-handed is the fact that you said you were going to steal it.
And what is their show?
Their show is a podcast where I think it is different segments.
Exactly like this. We should have them on as a guest.
To be honest, I haven't listened to the show, but just by the title, Oops All Segments, sounds like they just do a series of segments.
Yeah. So go support their show and not ours.
Yeah, or both maybe.
Ideally.
So shout out to the at Oops All Segments podcast on Instagram.
Right on.
Sorry for saying we were going to steal, then actually stealing. Joking steal becomes real steal.
That's my bad.
But they took it very well.
In stride.
Yeah, they were not mad at us
That's
or anything
great.
Like that.
Huge.
So appreciate you guys. Shout out to them.
For not suing us.
Shout out to you guys for watching or listening.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have your own segment ideas, leave them as comments below.
Yeah, comments. Tweeted us, Instagram.
Anything you liked so far? We've done about 20 segments so far. Some repeats.
19, actually, because we've done poetry or noetry twice now.
Yeah, and then the word thing was new-ish.
Ish, for sure.
New-ish.
Making each other laugh in different ways is good. That's a that's a good recurring one.
Yeah. I kind of miss close your eyes and I'll give you a treat.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Did you get my note about shut your eyes and guess where I'm going to touch you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So actually, that's pretty good. Write down where you think I'll touch. You shut your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You'll write down where you think I'm going to touch. Or no, wait. You know
I thought
what?
It's you're currently touching me and I have to guess where.
No. All right. This is what it is. You shut your eyes.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get up and come close to where I'm going to touch you.
And then
you'll
guess
and then I'll
touch.
Punch
me there. Okay.
I'm just going to touch it. I'll touch it very lightly.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
You have 15 seconds.
Okay. So Jake is getting up. He's sort of walking around me. My eyes are closed. he punched her in the stomach really hard. All right. So I'm ready to guess. I will say you are close to touching my right elbow.
Left elbow.
Oh, nice. Close. I was going to say left.
Really? Well, you didn't. You owe me $20, motherfucker.
That was my right elbow.
Really?
All right. Snuck in an extra bonus Jonas segment right there at the end there. Why not?
Why not?
You guys deserve it. And we'll be back next week. Goodbye, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.